Saturday evening, our family gathered via Zoom to honor our son, Paul's birthday. Candles were lit, wishes made, birthday songs sung, and presents enthusiastically opened. We laughed wholeheartedly as we observed their dog, Frankie, quietly trying to treat himself to a bite of cake. It would have been perfect, except for one thing. I wanted to reach out and give my son a great big hug. I knew that was impossible because Paul lives on the East Coast. So Jerry and I are very grateful that technology allowed us to be together. That evening, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we all agreed to err on the side of caution and not travel for the holidays. We would remain sheltered in place 3,020 miles apart. Jerry and I went to bed, feeling a little deflated, knowing Paul and his fiancée, Delara, weren't coming home this year. The following day brought more disappointing news. Collectively, our local extended family made the same choice to forego in-person gatherings for the holidays, opting for a family Zoom get-together instead. This can't be happening. Our families always gather for holidays. I couldn't help but wonder if I was in the Twilight Zone. Family gatherings are events that I treasure. Squeezing 30 people at a dining table takes careful choreographing, but well worth the experience. From the moment we arrive up to the second we leave, everyone is busy hugging, visiting, laughing, playing games, catching up, sharing old memories, and making new ones. And it is no secret that Uncle Gene and Auntie Lynn have dibs on the turkey legs. And we always look forward to Aunt Becky's candied yams and Aunt Connie's lime jello. Recalling my childhood, I know exactly what the little ones are thinking, standing in front of the desserts, eyes wide as saucers, trying to control themselves and not touch. I don't know what I will feel like come Thanksgiving. With the usual aroma of turkey and baked pies in the air, our large family gathering will be a party of two. I'm trying to prepare myself for what that will be like, knowing it will be emotionally, relationally, and physically difficult. I am also giving myself permission to be disappointed. At the same time, I've decided to be more intentional in my prayers, knowing God will be with us as our honored guest. It is important to remember that holidays have a way of heightening feelings of loneliness. Being isolated doesn't help. Memories of times past can stir up feelings of loss and grief. In these last 8 months, every one of us have experienced loss of some kind resulting in grief. I remind us all that losses are significant and that grief is a universal emotion. There is no right or wrong way to process it. Caring Ministries offered a workshop, Surviving the Holidays, on November 17th, and shared practical tips and words of strength and encouragement to help participants prepare to face the unique stresses of the holiday season. As the holidays draw near, know that you are not alone. God is present with us always. Isaiah 41:10 reads, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."